Hi, my name is Jennifer Mendez. I am in the Natalie L. Haslam building with Colin Matlock today. Today is November 29th. So, Colin, tell me your favorite story about yourself.
About myself? Well, I don't know of a favorite story, but I can tell you a recent story because I'm not that creative. So, I'm in the Pride of the Southland marching band, and recently at the game, during pregame, you know, it's usually considered a very traditional thing, very by the book. Not supposed to do anything stupid. Well, I decided I should do something stupid because it was the last game of the year. So during the good old Rocky Top part, you know, everyone knows what it sounds like, I decided to play Anchors Away, the Navy fight song with my friend at max volume, and missed the step, looked like an idiot. That was a fun story because both me and my friend in the middle of pregame looked at each other and we were like, oh no. But it was a great little thing to laugh off and talk about later. So that was a fun memory to make.
All right. So tell me a story of how you prepared for your first date.
So I guess it's worth saying that my first date happened after I asked the girl out. I grew feelings for her, asked her out, then went on a date. So it wasn't like a big setup. It wasn't like I had to go and like get the courage to bring it up to a somewhat stranger. I knew her pretty well at the time. But we had planned it. It was something very casual. We had been dating for maybe just like 2 or 3 days. And, you know, we're like, well, let's do something with this. Let's actually go and have some fun. So she loves Mexican food. So I decided I would take her to a local restaurant, Don Gallo, and just, you know, pay for the meal, something very casual, maybe get like a Redbox movie and hang out afterwards. So I didn't take too much time picking out my outfit or anything like that. I didn't dress too nicely, probably just like a button-up shirt and jeans. I was still nervous to an extent. I still had to kind of mentally prepare myself just because I wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, acting a fool.
Yeah.
But other than that, there wasn't a lot of, like, physical preparation needed.
Can you tell me your favorite story while on this date?
So my favorite story, she orders a ton of food. So I, of course, being the gentleman I am, offered to pay for it. It was a first date. Going Dutch seemed a little inappropriate, so I was like, you know, I have a little bit of money. I'll be able to pay for this date. I was 16 at the time. 16. And I had enough money. You know, I had a car. I was like, I'll take her, I'll treat her, and we'll go from there. But, she gets down and it made me laugh. Even at the time, it was scary because I was like, wow, I really hope I have enough money to pay for this. But she gets like 2 enchiladas, a burrito, a big thing of queso in the beginning. And I was like, good Lord, this girl likes Mexican food a lot more than I thought she did. And it was all fine and stuff, but that was definitely my favorite story. I definitely look back on and kind of hold it against her. Still dating at the time now. And it is a lot of fun to kind of harp on her about.
Can you tell me when you realized you had feelings for this individual?
So this was sophomore year of high school when the first date happened. So I met her at first during the fall semester of our freshman year of high school. We were in a class together. I didn't say a word to her the whole time I knew her. Very little interaction, but in the spring semester, she joined band. Joined the high school band with us and decided to play trombone, which is the instrument I play. So she was sitting next to me. I got to know her on a bit more of just a friend level. I thought she was cute at the time. But then over that summer, we got each other's numbers, and I was able to really kind of grow a connection with her. And I had pretty strong feelings for her over the time, and it was that next fall semester is when I asked her out.
Can you take me through some of the events that occurred on this date?
So during the date, I picked her up. I went to greet her parents. I felt it necessary. I'd known them a little bit, beforehand, her dad was very intimidating. Her mom was very worried about the whole situation. I think I was kind of the first serious boyfriend at the time. But, you know, I thought it would still be polite to go introduce myself more formally and shake hands with the father, stuff like that. I was very, very terrified. But after that little, you know, kind of polite introduction, took her to the restaurant. We sat down. We got our drinks, the queso. You know, we did small talk a lot of the time. We were very much just, like, really close best friends in the beginning of our relationship. We still liked each other, but it was very much just how two friends would talk to each other. You know, nothing, we weren't too close. We weren't, like, really handsy with one another either. We sat across the table, and it was very PC, all in all. Once the food came out, you know, I had a pretty good helping food. She had a ton. And we ate, got really full. We contemplated dessert, but we decided against it. And, you know, we just talked to each other back and forth like that. I made her laugh a couple times. You know, I feel like the comedy implement is pretty important. But it seemed to go pretty well, pretty smoothly. Nothing dramatic went wrong. After the fact, took her home. We watched a movie at her place with her parents. And I went home soon after that.
Describe to me your thoughts as the date went on.
Racing, that's for sure. I overthink a lot of things. So this was like my third try at a girlfriend, and the first two went very poorly. So I just didn't want to mess this up. She was gorgeous and nice and smart and well-organized, and I just did not want to screw things up. I didn't want it to be, because I asked her out, and she said yes, and it was going well, but it was still really early on. I didn't want to get too comfortable, make a mistake, and then just have that all go down the toilet.
Yeah.
So I was pretty careful, but I was thinking a lot during the date. I was thinking about what I should say, what I shouldn't say, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I didn't want to be too much of a slob when I ate. I didn't want to just guzzle my drink and, like, I didn't want to be rude in any way. I didn't really want to act like I wasn't myself, but it was me just trying to pinpoint between acting completely natural and acting completely unlike me. Like, where in the middle is a good first date spot? So I was juggling that back and forth. I think she was far more relaxed. She was just having fun. I don't think she was worried too much, but in retrospect, I don't think she was worrying too much. But at the time, I seriously thought about everything at mm-hmm. all times just to make sure I wasn't doing anything stupid.
Can you tell me a story of how a friend may have helped you prepare for this date?
So, I didn't really have a friend that helped me prepare for this date. I was very much of my own accord. You know, maybe some, like, loose advice here and there, but nothing specific. Nothing that was, like, for this date, you should do this kind of thing. Maybe some recommendations. Some people said movies, some people said dinner. I didn't want to lose all my money in a single date. I'd like to take her out in more than one. So I decided dinner and a movie might have been a little much for me to pay for the entire thing, by the way. But I think the only real advice I got was just some advice about what the content of the date, more or less.
How did you think the little help that you got molded the idea of the date?
Well, obviously, kind of, you know, pinpointed the location. I was juggling between park, movie, and dinner. Dinner's always a safe one because everyone needs to eat. So I think it kind of just helped me pinpoint a good starting point, you know. For all I know, you know, I've been in a relationship with her for 4 years now, and for all I know, if that first date went poorly, it could have ended up much different. So, you know, whoever it was, I don't even remember at the time, whoever helped me kind of pinpoint where I was going to take her, I think helped overall. It go as smoothly as it did.
After the date was over, take me through some of the ideas that ran through your mind.
So after I left her house, I was incredibly intimidated. The main reason I was intimidated was because I had just left her dad and her mom. Her mom was very nice, very polite. Her dad was not intimidating in the usual sense of like a girlfriend's father, like just purely scary. He's definitely a scary individual. He was building a gun at the time and would hold it around me just to keep me in line. But he did it in a very comedic way. He did it to entertain himself, more or less. He knew I wasn't a bad kid. So even though he didn't start out by liking me, I think, you know, I showed him that I didn't have any, like, real ill intentions with his daughter. I wasn't trying to be super inappropriate. I think he finally got it, but he definitely liked to give me some heck about it. The biggest example, of this was the movie we ended up watching was The Hall Pass, the unrated edition of The Hall Pass, with her parents. And, of course, it was her dad's idea, so there is plenty of explicit content in that movie, and her dad's laughing, her mom is laughing, Ashley is in absolute shock, Ashley being the girl I took, and I am caught somewhere between, do I laugh or do I not laugh? Because I didn't want to seem like I was enjoying the inappropriate movie too much, but at the same time, I didn't want to seem like I was not enjoying my time with them. But that, afterward, I was baffled at what I saw, sitting right next to her mom and dad. It was a little much, yeah, that's for sure.
Especially for a first date.
For a first date, it definitely made an impression.
What actions did you take with this individual after the date was over?
Short term, second date. it was very casual. We spent most of the time just, like, at each other's houses, in the presence of each other's parents, and going to the pool a lot as well. But other than that, like, just, you know, in the long term, I continued to date her. Like I said, I've been dating for a long time, so the outcome was pretty good, I had to say.
How do you think this date set you up or prepared you for later relationships?
So because I have had no later relationships since, later dates, maybe, I definitely got to know her more personally, and I think that helped me grow in general. So if this relationship ever does end, God forbid, I think I'd have a little bit more experience about other relationships. But I've kind of learned, you know, the pacing, how quickly to take a date like that, you know, to make sure I prepare some money aside. I know not to be too polite, to seem creepy or to seem desperate, but at the same time, not seem too casual with it. I think I learned a lot of the interpersonal skills in a more intimate situation like that, so where I can kind of not only use that on other relationships, but also on future dates with Ashley.
How did this date affect your perspective on future dates?
So in the same vein, it made me think of it less as like a single shot. So, you know, like I said, my thoughts were racing in the first date. Because I was thinking, I don't want to slip up, I don't want to say something wrong, I'd say my attitude over time grew a lot more casual, because I knew that it was less likely I'm going to lose her for a stupid mistake or making a fool of myself. So it made it easier on me, it eased my perspective, I guess, a little bit. It made it seem like this wasn't as temporary, this was more permanent, this is something that I can get used to, so it kind of eased my anxiety about it a little bit.
What would you change about your first date experience?
Nothing, because I'm of the mindset that where I'm at is pretty good in my relationship, and if anything was different, where I'm at could be different. So, you know, I might have made a faux pas or two, or I might have said something that I didn't mean or that came off the wrong way, but at the same time, where I'm at, where I ended up was fine, so I probably wouldn't change a thing.
All right, thank you.